We are pleased to have three violinists that are here. And Amelia Beer is 8 in third grade at St. Pete. She lives in Allegheny West. They're all Northsiders in Fine View at Allegheny Traditional Academy. That school is where Angelina Yurgaitis lives. Did I get that right, Angelina? I'm glad I did. She is in fourth grade and is 10. And also in third grade at the age of 8 is Rice Esser, who lives in Spring Garden and also goes to Allegheny Traditional Academy. We're going to begin with a medley that they will play, and then we'll talk to each of the girls maybe after one or two more songs. We'll see how it goes, but let's listen to them play now. Here they are. They're all under the direction of Regina Givi, and here come our young violinists.
Thank you.
That was absolutely beautiful. And I'm going to stroll over and say hello to some of our kids now. I'm going to get up and just walk across the studio for a minute. What a great medley of songs. If you were counting along, old Joe Clark, old McDonald was in there. Also, Boil Them Cabbage Down and Skip to My Lou. Some people call it Bile the Cabbage. Some people boil the cabbage. It all depends. Hi, everybody. What's your name?
Angelina.
And would you like to say hello to anybody? A shout out maybe to somebody who could be tuned in?
Hi, people.
Who brought you here today?
My mother.
Is she out there listening?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. When did you start to play violin?
4 years, 1 month, and 24 days.
Wow. When's your birthday? Do you know how many days there are till your birthday?
Well, if you count this as a full month, there would be... Well, my birthday's December 5th, so there would be... If this is the second month, then there would be 10 more months.
You're good at that. I'm glad you did that because my birthday is December 7th, so now I know when my birthday is going to be, too. What do you like about playing violin?
I like how you can put in a lot of feeling in it and emotion.
That's great. And as you get more and more experienced, are you able to do more of that?
Yeah.
It takes time to get better. What was the hardest part of learning?
It was putting my fingers on the right string.
Yeah, I think that would be hard too. Let's meet who's next to you. What's your name?
Rice.
Nice to meet you, Rice. And do you have any shout-outs you would like to say to whoever brought you here or any hellos to anyone? Looks like no. How long have you played?
For almost 2 years.
And do you remember what it was like when you first started? Was it hard to learn?
Yes.
And what was the hardest part for you? I would think there's a lot you really have to master as you get ready to play.
Probably the first time I played in learning the strings.
Is it hard to hold a violin for a long time?
Yes, it can be because your arm has to keep moving when you're playing. It starts to get tired.
I'll bet. And plus, even holding it under your chin probably gets tiring too. What do you like about playing?
I like playing because my mom's a musician. She can accompany and help me practice. I like making music.
Isn't that nice? What does your mom play?
Keyboard.
Well, that's terrific. Thank you. And now I'm going to come all the way over here and say hello to you. What's your name?
Amelia.
And how long have you played?
4 years.
And I'm always curious about what it's like to learn because I've never played the violin. What was the hardest for you to figure out how to do when you started?
The scales.
How come?
Because you can always do the scales wrong and also the fingerings.
So you have to be sure to get just the perfect notes. It's easy to maybe skip a half step or skip a note and to miss something. Did you learn any tricks to help you remember?
No.
I mean, you just have to get to know it, I would imagine. And what do you like about playing the violin? What do you enjoy about it?
My violin teacher.
Oh, that's very sweet. And what's your violin teacher's name?
Miss Regina.
And there she is there. Do you want any shout-outs to anybody to say hello to somebody who brought you here or somebody who might be listening at home?
Hi, Mommy.
I'm glad you had a chance to do that. And you must be very proud of these kids. Have you been teaching them using a Suzuki or other methods?
I do use the Suzuki method along with the essential elements method. So we kind of do half and half in lessons.
And it's nice to have such a representation from the North Side, three different North Side neighborhoods all here. Are many of your students from the North Side?
You know, there's students all over, ranging from North Side to all the way by the zoo to North Hills to Weirton, Steubenville. I did do select these three not only because obviously they have the skill, but because they're local students, and I thought that would be perfectly appropriate for this. But yeah, I have several Northside students, and they're all great.
Well, I'm glad you are all here today. We're going to hear some additional songs. In fact, what is next?
Next, we're going to have Amelia Beer playing, continuing the fiddle thing we have going on, and she's going to be playing a song called Devil's Dream.
And Amelia, before you start, because I don't want to cross over in front between your music and you, I'm going to get back to my place. It would be rough if I did that as you were playing. So we'll get ready to go. You feel like you're set and ready? Okay, well, we're going to have a solo performance now from Amelia Beer. Was really well done. I like that we're playing some fiddle songs in sort of the bluegrass or style or Irish style. I know there's, I think we should have time for two more songs. So we're going to get the kids ready to go. If you're just joining us, the violinists you're hearing, Angelina, she's the oldest. The oldest of our players, she's 10, and is in fourth grade at Allegheny Traditional Academy, Pittsburgh, Allegheny. And then we have two students who are 8 and in third grade, Amelia Beer, who goes to St. Bede, and Rice Esser, who goes to Allegheny Traditional Academy. They have been given some music. There is a drum that's also going to be in the accompaniment here that we're going to hear. The drum is from Regina, and they're ready to go. Let's see if we can figure out the name of the song together. We might know it. If we don't, we'll ask the name after they play it. I could tell they enjoyed playing that So much. Let me turn to Amelia. Can you just sort of come up a little closer to that microphone in front of you? And can you tell me what the name of that song was?
Medieval Kings.
And you've got one more song to play. And Angelina, do you want to tell us, come up a little closer, what the name of the next song you're going to play is?
Allegro.
And let me also give Rice a chance to say hello. Can you come up? And so this last song is called Allegro. And can you tell me the songs that were in the first song that you played, the medley? Do you remember all the songs?
First was Old Joe Clark, then Old MacDonald. After that was Boil Down Cabbage. And then finally we did Skip to My Lou.
Excellent. You just reminded me that Ricky and I were shopping last Sunday, and we walked into a store and it said, "Today is National Cabbage Day." I never knew there was such a thing as National Cabbage Day.
It's National Everything Day.
Yeah, there's a day for just about everything, so it seems. So we're ready to hear Allegro as the final song featuring Amelia Beer, Angelina Jorgidis, and Rice Esser. Did I get that right, Angelina? Jorgidis? Sorry about that. Let's take two. We're about to hear our last song with Amelia Beer, Angelina Jorgidis, and Rice Esser, Allegro. That would be like a song. I would like a doorbell that played that, or that would be like music for when you make a grand entrance. You sounded great. I didn't get a chance to talk to our accompanist at all, so I think I'm going to be able to do that. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to ask you your name and to say hello.
I'm just the background here.
Well, what's your name?
I'm Leah Esser. I'm Rice's mom.
Ah, well, it's nice to have you here, and I'm glad the two of you can play together. Rice has some nice artwork there, too, I see on the cover of your music book.
Your cousin did that, right?
Oh, okay, with Rice's name on it. Well, thanks to all of you for being here today. You all sounded great. I want your autographs, and I hope you'll come back and play for us again sometime. Thank you.